just met a friend. Those who are in the Brahmacharya ashram, remember when you saw, oh, here's a nice person, Adosha Darshana Nitai. You decided, or let us talk a little, let us spend some more time together. Because you wanted that from this initial attraction, a relationship developed. Or those of you who are now grihasthas, remember when you first met. Then at one stage you developed the desire, let us spend more time and talk to each other. Hours went by. Your friends were worried. He never has time for us, but he spends 5, 6, 7 hours with this woman. Hare Krishna, our Maharaj has arrived. Haribo! No problem at all. So, at that time, it was important for you to spend more time with each other, because you know that and only... Oh, yeah. Please listen. You knew when you were first meeting, we want to develop a relationship, and for that we need to spend time. Perhaps you went on a long walk. Perhaps you met at a place where you could discuss undisturbed. And by this spending time together, a relationship developed, which eventually took care that you married and decided to make a family. So if we want to develop our relationship with Krishna, it's highly essential that we are willing to spend time so that the relationship can grow and be cultivated. We want to make a long walk with Krishna. A long walk and a long talk with Krishna. So the 12-hour kirtan day is exactly that. It's an opportunity for all of us to spend more time with Krishna so that our relationship can form. The 12-hour kirtan day is an opportunity for all of us to make a long walk and a long talk and have a long talk with Krishna. For this, there is only one qualification necessary. It's an eagerness or an attachment. Please turn now to your paper which you have. Text 5. of Shikshastakam, verse 5. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ayi Nanda Tanuya Kinkaram Ayi Nanda Tanuya Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budho Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya Ainanda Tanuyat Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budho Gripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paints a picture before our eyes in this verse. The ocean. A storm rages and moves high waves. The dangerous, murderous water animals like sharks. And in the midst of this ocean, there we are, drowning, struggling, desperately in need of help. In this mood, he turns to Krishna. The only savior of the conditioned soul. And he asked him, please, take me, pick me up. He gives an example. Krishna has lotus feet. And in the inner section of the lotus feet, the whirl, there are these little things which have dust or pollen. Palitza, yes. So, please make me part of your lotus feet. Let me stick there like the dust particles or the palitza or whatever. What? Palitza, yeah. Is sticking to the lotus flower. I want to be attached. Connected. Ah, Shakti is the Sanskrit term attachment, connection. Ashakti. Yes. So, you may now say, I'm not in an ocean, I'm walking on firm ground. This verse is not for me. Is this true? This world is considered by the saints and rishis as Jagat, a moving universe. You have no fixed position in this world. Today you are happy, tomorrow you are unhappy. Today you are alive, in a few years you have to leave this body and everything around it. Circumstances change in the Jagat. Moods change. Bodies change. Everything is in a flow. It's not so solid. It's not fixed. How do we come to the fixed position of being attached to Krishna? The key word here is in this verse, Kinkaram. It comes from a question. Kinkaromi. Learn this question, my dear devotees. This question means, what should I do, Krishna? Or how can I serve you? We will now turn to our Goswami Maharaj to give us a more elaborate explanation of this shloka. Today we will, in this class, we preparing ourselves for spending long time with Krishna. We only have time for this class. We have to be very attentive because Maharaj will only speak up to 8:30, not 9 o'clock. At 8:30 we will leave this room, take our prasadam and be back at 10 o'clock for our long, long discussion with Krishna.
Ajahnam Vitavajokana Kavadata Sankirtanai Patitarokana Daksha Vishwambaro Vijavaro Vidharmapa Vande Jagat Priyakaram Karuna Vikinkaram Patitama Vishameva Ambudo Kripaya Tavapada Pankaja Sita Duli Sadrisham Vichintana. Он принимает настроение.
Of a lady.
In
Sanskrit, there are different forms
of
exclamatory words which mean calling for someone. And they have different, they are of different types. Usually when a man calls someone, he calls him A. Like in Russian, there is also the say, A, come here. So this A is coming from Sanskrit, He. This is a man calling for a man. A, come here. But when a lady is calling for someone, she calls him more pityingly.
Ai!
I means, oh, please come here. Men can say hey. But a lady should say hi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using this word here in the very beginning of his prayer. And he is calling Krishna here Nanda Tanuja. Which means, and this is a wonderful thing, because actually Krishna, frankly speaking, is not Nanda Tanuja. He is Vasudeva Tanuja. Tana means body, Ja means one who came from the body. And Nanda is Maharaja Nanda. But he is addressing Krishna here, contrary to the previous verse. In the previous verse he called him Lord, Lord of the universe, Lord of my life. But here he says,
Oh,
oh Nanda Tanuja. He is saying that you are the son of Nanda. Why you became the son of Nanda? Due to one reason only. Because Nanda loves you. Krishna is proudly having this name, Nanda Tanuja, because this name means that means love. And he agreed to become Nanda's son because of Nanda's strong and unlimited love. In other words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining here the intimacy that connects Krishna and the devotee, and he indirectly he's saying, but not only I need you, you also need me, because you are Nanda Tanuja. You agreed to come to Maharajananda's call for you as an answer to his strong desire to serve you. That means that not only I need you, but you also need me. You please remember about that, my love that I have in my heart. You also require that love. When one gradually uplifts his consciousness, then this gradual process of means gradual approach of the Lord, and intimacy with Lord means intimacy, and in Nanda Tanuja indicates this intimacy, or there is the two-way relationship. Like yesterday, Sanatana Maharaj told us that on the Ruchi level, one says, how long is it's gonna be? I want to feel something from you. Please show this reciprocation. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely sure that he can count on the reciprocation. And he says, Ainanda Tanuja. Kinkaram is Sachinanda Maharaj explained me, is coming derived from Kinkaram. I'm your servant. I want to serve you. And why?
Baba Hambudhao. Значит, океан Бавы.
Bhavan Budho means the ocean of Bhava, but not that Bhava that we are looking for, we're seeking for. I'm fallen in the ocean of love of God, please save me from this. Bhava also means, Bhava is a Sanskrit word, and it means becoming.
That Bhava means becoming.
It is derived from the verb bhava. Bhava means constant changes, just like love of God is called bhava, because this is a dynamic state of our consciousness when the waves of emotions change one after another. The word bhava in Sanskrit also means means birth and death, and it also means the state in which one cannot find peace, in which he always has to change his position, where he never understands what he is and what he is for in this world. And in this ocean of birth and death, it's not just an ocean, it's Vishame Bhavaham Budho. Vishame means fearful, roaring.
And
what it practically means, and in this ocean there are sharks and whales live there. Scat electricity, electrical fishes. And this ocean is there in my heart, the ocean of bhava, or the ocean of birth and death. And the beasts that live there, they are actually my problems. They are basically my problems. Unless I... till I'm still here in this material world, until my position in Krishna service is not fixed, at any moment I may be attacked by the sharks of lust and anger and greed, illusion. I am in this very dangerous situation because at any moment all these allurements of the material world may eat me, may eat the tiny love that I have. In the Puranas there is a story of Lakshmi Narayana having quarrel. Everybody knows it. There was a story about Lakshmi Narayana's quarrel. People always quarrel in family life because everybody wants to be in charge. So Lakshmi said, "Who needs you, Narayana, in this world? In this world, people need me only." Who is in charge? Who is the boss here? I am supposed to be the boss. And Narayana said, "Well, let's see who is the boss here." Narayana descended and he became a sadhu and he came to Dharmashala. And he started singing, chanting kirtanas. And the host of the Dharmashala could feel the love that was emanating from him, and he said, "Oh, Sadhuji, please stay here as long as possible. I want to hear again and again your kirtan." And Sadhu said, "Okay, but I have only one condition. If you do not shift me from my room, I will stay in this room only." And Lakshmi, she took a shape of a princess, and she came, and he said, "Yeah, never, no money can make me shift you anywhere from this room, because I have a lot of rooms here." So Lakshmi took a shape of a princess, and she said, "I want to stay in your Dharmashala for some time, but I have one condition, I have to stay in that room." In which there is, but he said, no, "I have a lot of rooms, you can stay in any other room." No, "Then I will go to another place. But if you give me this room, I will give you 1,000 rupees per night." The host for some time, and then he went to Narayana and said, "You should shift to another room." "But you promised to me." "But you asked me." "Yeah, but I didn't know that somebody would offer 1,000 rupees per night for that. I thought 150 or like 200. "But you said no money will buy you." "Yeah, no money means 1,000 rupees is different than no money." Narayana came out from the room. met Lakshmi and she said, so, what do you think? Have you seen that? Who's the boss now? And he said, yeah, you conquered me. But let's make another experiment. And Narayana again took the shape of a sadhu and he went to a rich devotee and he asked to stay in his place and also started singing kirtans. And the devotee was listening his own sadhu, just beautiful kirtans, please stay here as long as possible. He said, yeah, but I have one condition. You shouldn't move me from this room anywhere. Lakshmi then came and she started knocking the door and she said, I want to stay in this room. I'm ready to pay 1,000 rupees. The devotee looked at her and said, you go your way. Even if you give me 10 million rupees. I will not agree. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to tell us is a very important thing. When we have this kinkara, this desire to serve, only then this ocean of material existence stops being dangerous for me. The sharks of lust, greed and envy becomes the golden fishes. They will not harm me in any way. I can feel myself secure, in other words, only when I am at your lotus feet. And he says here, Kripaya. Kripaya means by your mercy. Please, he is addressing Krishna, and he's saying, your mercy, your grace is the only thing that can take me out from this ocean of birth and death. Only by your mercy I will be able to feel myself completely secure if you allow me to become a particle at your lotus feet. He's just reminding Krishna, Dhuli, when he says Dhuli, Sri Maharaj explained us that dhuli means a particle of
spilca.
But we also know that dhuli is a dust, and dust is attached to the feet. And dhuli means also a small particle. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsha Jiva Bhuta Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanada. Krishna says the spiritual soul is a part and parcel particle of my nature. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please make this connection again so that I stick to your lotus feet and never leave this situation. And he is addressing Krishna's mercy. This is basically the most important thing that I should say today, because we are having today a long kirtan, long walk with Krishna. Basically, when we started, we want to prove to Krishna our desire to serve him. Someone may say, and quite often we hear that mercy is causeless. Isn't it right? So why then I have to struggle so much to get that causeless mercy? If it's causeless, then it should just fall on top of me. I should just wait for it to fall on top of me. The mercy is causeless. The mercy doesn't depend on our endeavors, because even if we apply a lot of endeavors, it may not come. But without endeavors, it will not come for sure. Well, it may come, of course, sometimes. Therefore, this is why it's called mercy. But nevertheless, one should prove Krishna that he has a strong desire, and the example given in this connection is very simple. Krishna is filled with mercy. Krishna is made of mercy. Krishna is concentrated mercy, just like sugar cane is made of sugar or sugar juice. It can, but to make the but to make this juice, to squeeze it, you should work a lot. You should labor. In the same way, Krishna is made of mercy, but in order to squeeze it from him, you should work hard. And this is the point. Yes, Krishna is ready to show his mercy. Any moment he can show his mercy, and this is what we rely on, it's what we hope for. And Krishna Mahaprabhu says, I understand, I am in this dangerous ocean. I am in this state where any moment anything may happen to me, and I have only one hope. I hope for your mercy. And I know that this hope is a right hope, proper hope, because by your mercy you may save me. Basically, you don't have any choice but to save me, because you are merciful. There's a wonderful story once. Napoleon was approached by a mother of one soldier who was sentenced to be killed, to be hanged. So his mother came to ask for mercy, and she explained her desire to the emperor. The emperor looked at her and said, "Your son doesn't deserve mercy." Then she looked at him and said, "Your Majesty, mercy cannot be earned. Yeah, you should. It's just given. It's given." And Napoleon, when he heard that, he said, "Yeah, I understand. My mercy is with him." Yeah, mercy cannot be earned. It's shown. It can be shown. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Please show me this mercy." But at the same time he's saying, "I really want it." Mercy is coming at that moment when Krishna can feel that we want this mercy. Mercy is undoubtedly coming to us when we prove to Krishna the sincerity of our desire. Therefore he says here, "Stita Duri, please make my position in your service fixed so that I will be always attached to your lotus feet and never leave them." Thank you very much.
Machine, sugarcane machine, which squeezes the Jews out of the sugar cane.
Наше желание можно подобить механизму, который выжимает из тростника, из сахарного тростника сладкий сок.
In other words, when Krishna sees our eagerness, his heart becomes moved in such a way that his mercy just drips out that is shown to us.
Иными словами, когда Кришна видит наше сильное желание, то сердце его делает такое движение, что милость просто обливается на нас.
I sincerely request all of you during this 12-hour kirtan day to maintain this eagerness and express it in focus and in energy.
И я искренне желаю вам, чтобы все вы сегодня, на протяжении всего этого дня, сохранили это страстное желание. Пусть оно выразится в двух вещах. В сосредоточенности на цели и усилиях, которые мы
remain focused on your purpose of this Java retreat, that is just call out for mercy of Krishna.
Помните всегда о том, что цель нашего пребывания здесь на ретрите заключается в том, чтобы взывать к милости Кришны.
Give yourself to this practice with body, mind and soul.
А свое тело, ум и душу полностью отдайте тому, что поделялось.
Then you will become a candidate for this mercy.
Тогда вы станете кандидатом получения этой милости.
Then you come. Even if your body may pain a little bit.
Даже если где-то в теле начнет болеть.
Or your mind may run away to Moscow.
Или ум просто как одержимый побежит в Москву.
Or to Moscow is only as far away as your iPhone. Stay focused, please. At the same time, I want to encourage you to also realistic, to not make this 12-hour kirtan day into a day of struggles.
Также я призываю вас, пожалуйста, не превращайте это 12-часовой кирдан в пытку на себя.
You all have needs to take care, like taking prasad.
У всех есть какие-то потребности, естественно, например, прасада бахушка.
And also maybe you need a little rest.
Может быть, вам нужно будет отдохнуть какой-то момент.
To use the bathroom.
Какие-то базисные человеческие потребности нужно, конечно, выполнять. Поэтому, как правило, я рекомендую преданным из этих 12 часов выбрать для себя сразу какие-то 8 часов. Но в тот момент, когда вы выходите из Кирпина, пожалуйста, не погружайтесь в мирские разговоры, в какие-то звонки, какие-то связи с внешним миром, которые могут отвлечь вас от сознания Кришны.
Remember the motto of this day? It's a relationship building day.
Помните всегда лозунг нашего сегодняшнего дня. Сегодня мы весь день посвящаем построению отношений.
In the Western countries, I request devotees during this day to keep the vow of silence or monam.
Также преданных на Западе во время этого дня я всегда прошу, чтобы они приняли на себя на этот день обет главный
молчания. На
свой язык мы используем этот день только для прославления Кришны.
But we have not introduced this practice yet. Maybe in the future.
Здесь мы не предлагали этого, может быть, в следующем раз.
You to know is just maximum time.
Но для вас, чтобы бросить это, пожалуйста, просто дайте себе
So I now request you to get ready.
Теперь, пожалуйста, приготовьтесь.
Sharon will be served in Kunja Vasilya, I think, in a few minutes.
Yes.
So I wish you your best day of the Japanese
religion.
Again, I can guarantee you, if you take it serious, this idea of spending maximum amount of time with the Holy Name, you will be the most happy people in the universe. You are already the most happy people of Russia, I heard. In the evening, you will be the most happy people of the universe if you keep this
serious. Вы станете самыми счастливыми людьми во Вселенной. Вы уже, я слышал, вы уже самые счастливые в России люди, но если все будет правильно, то вечером вы будете самыми счастливыми во Вселенной.
So take it very serious.
Поэтому отнеситесь к этому очень серьезно.
It's really dependent on you. You must take responsibility for your 12-hour Ketana.
Каждый из вас должен принять собственную внутреннюю ответственность за этот день Ketana.
So all the way said, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!